of course, we're building on our fantastic experience with our Escape and Mariner hybrids, and we'll be launching our Fusion hybrid and Milan hybrid here shortly. It'll be available in showrooms in, April, and that's the most fuel-efficient midsize sedan anybody can get anywhere, beating the Toyota Camry hybrid by at least 8 miles per gallon in the city. So, you know, what we're doing is we're taking that electrified transportation knowledge we have on hybrids, and we're adding a plug to it. And we're doing that in a few ways. First of all, in 2010, we're going to be bringing out a compact van, a commercial van that can be used for fleets, and that is going to be available in 2010. In 2011, with our partners Magna International, we're bringing out a C-size sedan, full battery electric vehicle. Both of those vehicles don't have an engine, don't have a gas tank. They run just on the battery itself. But, you know, that doesn't work for all people, all customers, because, you know, batteries still have limitations in range. You know, say our C-size car will only give you about 100-mile range, which is great for a lot of folks, but not perfect for everybody. So we have our plug-in hybrid coming out, and this is really a mix of the current hybrid we make with a battery electric type of technology. And that plug-in hybrid will deliver up to 120 miles per gallon, starting as it depletes its charge on the battery. So we're going to have all of these available, and that plug-in hybrid will be on the road in 2012, along with our next generation of hybrid systems. So at Ford, we have quite an aggressive electrification suite of transportation coming.
And we have a hybrid trash truck in the background, if you can hear it outside of our studio. But you're doing some work with the Department of Energy now, I understand.
Sure. You know, the Department of Energy has been a great partner with Ford for on many, many projects. Last year, we kicked off the Ford plug-in project, and this is utilizing our Escape hybrid. We have designed it to be a plug-in hybrid to demonstrate and to work in partnership not only with the Department of Energy, which we received a $10 million grant, but also the utility industries. So we started out with Southern California Edison. We added the Electric Power Research Institute, EPRI, and today we're announcing 7 additional utilities have joined, along with NYSERDA, which is a New York research organization as well, agency that's joined. So what we've done is we now have utilities from the East Coast, the Midwest, the South, and the West Coast all joining the Ford plug-in project along with Department of Energy to demonstrate the technology, figure out the standards, the communication links, how do customers interface with this, and to move the battery technology one step forward towards mass commercialization. So we're very excited about that. Half the vehicles have been delivered. They're going around the country now collecting data, and we think it's going to be part of shaping the future of electrification.
We're talking this morning to Nancy Gioia. She's the Director of Sustainable Mobility Technologies and Hybrid Vehicle Programs at the Ford Motor Company. That's quite a job, and there must be a lot of demand on your time these days, Ms. Gioia, to put these programs in place and get these cars out on the market. We've heard often that the batteries are the real issue. Having a battery that sustains longer, lengths of travel on the road is the real challenge for the auto industry. Tell us how you're making progress with that.
Well, you know, we've, of course, today our hybrids that are on the road today use what they call is a nickel metal hydride battery. One of the big announcements we have today as well is we're announcing our production source for our plug-in battery, which will be in production in 2012 in our plug-in hybrid, and that is Johnson Controls Saft. And we're excited about that for a number of reasons. First of all, Johnson Controls is the parent company is an American company. They have pre-production or pilot production facilities for lithium-ion production today installed in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And by Ford partnering with Johnson Controls, although initially the cells we get will come from France, you know, this is the next step of providing volume, and together we're working on a plan to see what we can do to help get U.S. battery manufacture. So, and it's the battery cell that's the big element here. Battery packs, you know, we can manufacture those, and they're actually a small part of the total cost of the battery. The big element is the cell itself, the raw material, the supply, the manufacture of that. That's what we need really regionally to have a, you know, effective plan for energy security and also just the knowledge we need to be a part of the future electrified transportation.
And are there plans to develop that cell? Are you doing it? Is the Ford Motor Company doing it? Are there other companies that you're partnering with or that the Department of Energy is sponsoring that would be able to create those kinds of cells, and how far along are they?
Well, you know, we've been a supporter and a partner in the USABC, which is a battery consortium with the U.S. government, for several years. And that's been developing fundamental, you know, non-competitive technology at that point. At Ford, we do a lot of research with about 6 different major battery suppliers. And what that's about is understanding their technology. We provide them what is it that the battery needs to do to be successful in the automotive environment, which, by the way, is a pretty tough environment from minus 40 centigrade up to 100 centigrade and lots of start-stop cycles, all these things. The automotive environment's really a hard environment on the battery. So we're working with our suppliers to provide that feedback and then jointly test it so that we can get the chemistries and the cell capability there that survives for 10 years, 150,000 miles, which is what our customers expect. So, yeah, we continue to do this with our battery cell partners as well as the U.S. government. And it's going to take that kind of collaboration moving forward, adding to it the universities and new material research coming for us to really, I think, you know, put America back on the map in terms of the knowledge in this space, as well as just progress it in the way that we'll need for the future.
Absolutely right. And we can't wish you enough good luck with that. We are all counting on you. And we thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk a little about what you're planning for new technology.
Well, we sure appreciate it, and encourage everybody to come down to the D.C. Auto Show if they're in the area. There's lots of, you know, just cool product to see and, you know, think about. So come and be a part of the action.